Hi everyone, this is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I'll be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen. Hi, I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen, the show that focuses on helping you achieve the success that you desire. I'll share with you tools and techniques, stories and strategies, so you can have more courage in your life, be more authentic, be more confident, and more empowered. These are the keys to having the success that you've always dreamed of. My question for you today is, are you a perfectionist? Now, your answer, you know, might be trying to outsmart me and say, no, Sherry, I know you can't be perfect. There's no such thing as a perfectionist. However, deep down, you see yourself as not good enough. So while you might intellectually try to say that you're not being a perfectionist, because you know that you really can't, maybe your actions aren't showing that. So let me ask you a few other questions. Are you overly concerned with what people think? Do the opinions of others drive your decisions, your choices, or behaviors? So while we know that maybe you can't be perfect, for some reason we still strive to be perfect. So intellectually we're saying, no, no such thing as being perfectionist. But when we look at our behaviors, we look at our actions, we look at the choices that we make, you're sure striving to be perfect. At least we want to be viewed as being perfect. You've probably caught me saying, especially before, and I know I've talked about it on this show, that I am like a recovering perfectionist. The fact that I even like perfected being a perfectionist. I tried to do everything, be the best at everything growing up. I wanted the best grades. I wanted to be top in the class. I wanted every reward. I really never wanted to fail. But the reality is, when you're trying to be perfect, that is the fastest way to fail. You can't be perfect. And we still are always trying to do it. But so why do we do it? Why, when we know, we're smart enough to realize you can't be perfect, and we still continually are striving at it. Even if you think that, oh, I've broken that habit. Nope, I'm no longer a perfectionist. At some time later, you find out, whoa, I'm acting like a perfectionist once again. Maybe there's some areas in your life that you've come to realize that, okay, I can handle a little bit of mistakes in one area, but there's another area that you just don't want. No way. You still have those old habits. There's a few reasons for that. One, we like to feel safe. We want to be protected, right? So when you're being perfect, it is like building this security blanket around you. You get that feeling of protected. We want to be liked. We want to be included. We have this deep sense inside us that we want to belong. And many times we feel like if people see our flaws, if people don't like our choices, they see us make mistakes, maybe we'll be excluded. And no one wants that. No one wants to feel excluded if they don't belong. So the safer thing to do is strive to be perfect. Sometimes it's just as simple as we're worried about the judgment of others. So we, in advance, are trying to figure out what are their opinions? What are their beliefs? How will they view you? And then take action to make decisions so that way we don't, aren't judged poorly or looked at, looked down upon. We want to be loved. We want to be belong. We want to be a sense of community. And while we can't control everything that goes on in the world, we have, there's all kinds of stuff just completely out of our control. We try to control a little bit, and that is us and our actions and behaviors. And what we do, so while we can't control everything else, it makes us feel good to be in a little bit of control. And that's us working hard and trying not to make mistakes and being imperfect. So how does this look? Even if you say maybe, no, I'm not a perfectionist. There might be some examples here that you really are doing perfectionist tendencies. So when you're asked, like, where do you want to go out to eat? Or what movie do you want to watch? How do you typically answer? Do you not give an answer? Oh, whatever. Even if deep down you have an opinion. You want to go for Italian, but you don't think anyone else wants Italian food, so you're not going to say it. There's a movie you would love to watch, but you're afraid people might not like the same movie as you, so you're not even going to suggest it. Maybe you don't speak up and ask a question or provide an answer in a group because one, you don't want to be wrong. If you provide an answer and it's not the right one, then you'll be judged. Or you don't want people to say, I can't believe that she didn't know that. Why did she answer that? Ask that kind of question. We like self-filter our responses because we're afraid what other people might say and think. Maybe you're scared to try new things because you're probably going to fail or not do as good a job as you want that first time. And if you're not even having the courage to try something new because of what people might say. Or when you do try it, you have to make sure everyone already knows. Nope, they all know, hey, this is my absolute first time. I'm going to be no good at this. You're already telling people that there's no way you could be successful. Making sure you set those expectations so in case there is some failure, it's okay. How about, do you put in too many hours on a project, trying to cover everything, make sure everything's absolutely perfect, but the reality is the expectation was it would take half the time. And not that you were slow, you just kept doing things and just going over things over and over again. Just to make sure you absolutely didn't want anything to be done. Another thing that people might do when they're being a perfectionist is not reach out and ask opinion of others. Run by the draft. Hey, here's some ideas, some things I was thinking about. What's your opinion? Let people kind of guide the final result ahead of time. Perfectionists work it all through. They don't want anyone to see it till it's absolutely perfect and they're comfortable with it. Because they don't want someone to judge like the making of the work in process, like the making of the sausage. Nope, you only can see the final product. How about, do you ask for help? That's a very simple one. Like sometimes it's just hard and it could be at work or it could be at home. Maybe you need some help. Maybe you need, it could be help at work. You have a question. It could be help at home. Maybe you have just too much to do and you bring in someone to help clean your house. Maybe it could be help as in terms of a therapist, a doctor, a friend. We just don't ask. And one last thing I'll just give you to think about on if you're being a perfectionist. Do you invite people over to your house? Or do you resist that? Because you're afraid that they might think your house is too messy. It's not clean. I can't have people over. It's too small. It's not decorated good enough. We so worry about the opinions of others, and it keeps us from being ourselves. Do you know you are enough? Who you are right now? You don't have to be anything else. You really are enough. And if that is true, Why do we not feel it? Why do we just doubt our abilities? We're always striving to be something else. We're trying to do more. This isn't healthy. You cannot be truly happy. You cannot experience joy without just being you. And that's what we want in life. And if you're always striving to be perfect, it has a ton of horrible potential outcomes. It results in more stress. It can result in high blood pressure. It can result in heart attacks and strokes. You can be sick more often, definitely unhappy. So we don't want that. I want you to know you are enough right now. And today we're going to talk about ways and things that you can do to live a more authentic life. Not a pretend perfectionist life, not striving to be something that's completely impossible. I want you to be you. I want you to be happy to be you. And that does not mean you're settling. That does not mean you can't set goals and objectives and work hard and accomplish more. If that's you, I want you to do that. But along the way, you have to know that sometimes maybe you're not going to be perfect along the way, and that's okay. There was a great quote I heard on Mother's Day. It was, "There's no way to be a perfect mother. However, there are a million ways to be a good one." You could change this quote from Mother's Day to anything in the world, right? Maybe you want to be VP of technology, and there's no way to be a perfect VP of technology. But there are a million ways that you can do good work, and that's what you want to focus on. That's what we want to talk about today. I want you to be authentic. And I think this is very important, especially in this day of social media. You can go on Instagram, and there are a ton of completely unauthentic pictures on Instagram. I don't even know how to do all those filters, I have to admit, but I've read some of the articles and looked at some of the things, and it is amazing what a regular picture looks like. And then a posed picture and post-filtered, touched up, manipulated picture that then is put on Instagram. Everything from the sun to the clouds to the clothes, etc. It's crazy what technology allows us to do. However, if we set that the bar that we try to be the life that we live, it is not authentic. We have so many people in this world striving to live unauthentic lives, trying to match what they see around them on social media. And that's not what we want to do today. What we want to be is authentic. You know, previously, kind of maybe if we look back and deciding that maybe 5 years ago, if you said, oh, talk about being authentic, the example that you might have brought up was politicians, because politicians are always being accused of not being authentic. But that's not the authenticity that we want to talk about. We want to talk about this authenticity of you being you, okay? Deep down in your heart, being yourself. Not trying to be perfect. Being comfortable knowing that you're enough, just how you are. One of my favorite Brené Brown quotes is, "Authenticity is a collection of choices that we have to make every day. It's about the choice to show up and be real, the choice to be honest, the choice to let ourselves be seen." There's so much power in that. Let yourself be seen. Courage to be seen. That's really kind of the whole idea of this show, that we can't pretend we're something else. We can't be fake. So I really want to talk about you being you, your heart and your soul. Are you being authentic with yourself? Authentic is defined as, you know, genuine, based on facts, accurate, reliable. Maybe this isn't the best definition of how you want to describe yourself, because you want to be a lot more than just this. But I think you would want to be described in this way. You want people to know they can count on you, that you're genuine, that you're reliable, that what you say is something that they can count on. Because authenticity is the key to trust. Not only do you want others to trust you, one of the reasons I think, through all the research that I've done, why we don't feel like we're enough. We feel we can't trust ourselves. So as much as I want you to be authentic for others, I want you to be authentic at work. I want you to be authentic for your family. I want you to be authentic for your friends. Most important, I want you to be authentic for you. I want you to know that you can trust yourself. You can trust yourself to be who you are. You can display that your choices, your decisions, your actions are in alignment with you, with your own authenticity. It's the key to trust. And if you can't trust yourself, you will never feel like you are enough. So we're going to strive to have the courage to truly be seen. We're going to strive to make the decisions so you can be authentic. Unfortunately, about 3/4 of girls feel that they have to work hard to meet someone else's expectation. That's not a way to live a happy life. You need to figure out what you want and what you want to accomplish. And that's how you need to make the decision. So, well, I will say I'm a recovering perfectionist. And unfortunately, as much as I'd like to say I've shut that door, I put that in the closet and it doesn't come out anymore, it still does at times. At least now I can recognize it. I still want to accomplish a lot. I'm going to still set high goals and objectives. I'm going to strive to be the best Sherry Clark I can be. But I'm okay that sometimes I do make mistakes. I can let myself be vulnerable. Sometimes I don't like it and it hurts and it's painful. But it's a work in progress. We make some progress, but I'm here to tell you, I'm not perfect, but I still have to work on not even trying to be perfect. But we are getting better a little bit each day. In addition to not being perfect, and you also can be probably playing too small. Because we don't want to fail, we don't put ourselves out there. We don't take big enough risks. We don't go and strive for the job that we really want. We don't speak up when we have the opportunity. Sometimes it's as simple as we don't take a seat at the table. We're okay being in the background, letting someone else answer the question, letting someone else be highlighted. We have to play better. We have to be authentic. So instead of having the mentality of always going along with the crowd, if you want that Italian food, I want you to say it. I want you to be confident that, hey, you know what? You might not even as a whole go decide to eat Italian. You might as a group decide not to go watch the movie that you suggested. And that's okay. You don't have to fight just because you suggested it. If everyone else kind of vetoed it, all right, maybe you can go again. But if you at least allow yourself the courage to say what your desires are and you can be heard, you will find out you will be a happier person. So I want to take some time and give you some steps that you can be more authentic. Because it really does require a measure of vulnerability. You have to be willing to put yourself out there and know it's a work in progress. You're not going to do this in one piece. You're not going to just suddenly say, oh, I'm no longer a perfectionist like me. It still comes out once in a while, but we work on it. The first thing I want you to do is strive to live in the present. Live in the moment. The easiest thing to do when you're trying to be a perfectionist is you continually rehash what happened yesterday or in the past. In the meeting, after you get done, did I say the right thing? Did I do the right thing? Oh, and it's over and over and over again. You replay the conversation and how it went and how you could have said something different. Now, I'm not saying don't learn from the past. It's good to do that. Maybe document what you want to do differently next time. Learn from it. Close the chapter. Move on. Don't continue to rehash the past. Probably once is enough. Look at it, learn from it, move on. At the same time, don't overly focus on the future. You don't know what's going to happen. So you can't plan for absolutely every situation, every single question. Now, if you're going to give a talk, do you prepare? Absolutely. Do you want to think of what questions people might ask in advance? Absolutely. But don't be so overly focused on the future and what may happen and stress over what may happen that you're not enjoying today, that you're not enjoying right now. Focus on trying to live more right now. Be present. Notice what's going on around you. That's how you live a happy, joyous life. I tell you, the sun is shining right now. The grass is turning green. There's flowers out. I mean, like, it is a beautiful time to be alive. If I start worrying too much about the next weeks, months, 6 months from now, you could miss how beautiful it is outside. And it's that way at work. It's that way with your kids. It's that way in any experience that you have. You know, one of the funny things that I read, we all now have these great cameras in our phones. We take them in our pockets everywhere we go. People are taking more and more pictures all the time. Post them on social media, for example. People that take a lot of pictures when they're out and about and in different places, they say, actually remember less of the experience. They don't get to enjoy it as much because they're so focused on taking pictures. Don't let that be you. That doesn't say don't take any pictures, but I've really tried to focus on, like, if there's something that we're doing as a family or out and about, you take a couple pictures and then put the camera away and enjoy the experience, whatever it is. Take a picture at the beginning or the end of the group, document, whatever you want to do, but don't live through life through looking at the camera. Live life through living life. The second thing I want you to do when you're trying to be more authentic is know it's okay to apologize. You know, when you make a mistake, it's okay, admit it. At the same time, don't focus on apologizing when you haven't made a mistake. Sometimes we apologize in advance and just say, I'm sorry, when there's really nothing to be sorry about. Notice the difference. Apologize when needed. Admit the mistake. But don't apologize just to apologize because you're like preparing them that you might mess up in advance. That's what we don't want. The next thing is I want you to practice acknowledging that you probably have mistakes. I want you to journal. Now, you don't have to share it. That's one of the great things about journaling. In fact, you can write it down and you can rip it up, burn it, throw in the trash, whatever you want. Like, you do not have to share this. However, part of this being authentic, we talked about, is I want you to be authentic with yourself. And if you can't admit when you're making mistakes, if you can't admit when you could do better to yourself, we're going to be a long ways from ending this cycle and circle of being perfect, of perfectionism. So take some time to journal each day or each week. Admit what went well. Admit where you messed up, what you could do better at. Take that time to reflect. This is the one time I told you, don't live in the past. Don't like spend hours and hours and don't sleep because you're just reliving the meeting and how it went. But be honest, where are your opportunities to improve? Journal it out. State your desires in there. Where could you do better? You know, sometimes just doing things halfway, maybe it's okay. And that's all right too. Along this line, you know, I want you to focus more on experiences than maternal things. Kind of, we talked about, you know, kind of some people are afraid to have people over their house because they're going to be judged. Who really cares? You know what? If you're happy in your house, good. Maybe you're even unhappy in your house and you want to move, but this is the best you have right now. That's okay too. The reality is there's very few people's houses that I visited that I can tell you a whole lot about them after the fact, right? It's the conversation of the evening. It's the fun experience of having people together. That's what's important. So think about what you can go do, going at trying new things. I want you to listen to others. Get their feedback. Acknowledge it. And then decide what part you're going to take and what part you're going to leave. That will help you be more authentic. You don't want to like ignore people. You don't want to think that their opinions don't matter, because you can get some really good feedback. At the same hand, you don't have to accept it all. You have to learn what part of the feedback is authentic to you and what part you can just leave. I want you to acknowledge that you're a work in progress. Maybe pick some things that you could try. It could be painting. Maybe it's a new cooking class or exercise or dance, or it doesn't really matter what it is. But if you would line up a series of things for you to try, you're almost like practicing at failing. And they're all new, so it's really okay however you did. And you could do a little bit better and see that you get better. But then you know that, hey, maybe not everything has to go perfectly. Maybe everything doesn't have to go quite as good. I want you to really let yourself be seen. Have the courage to stand up. Ask the question. Admit, hey, I don't understand this. Can you help show me how this works? Can you explain it to me? Have that courage to be seen, good and bad. I tell you, every time I've done that, every time I've acknowledged that I don't know something, and someone helps me through it, man, it's just like this weight is off my shoulders. It's just like life has gotten better. We don't have to live life pretending we're perfect. We don't even have to strive at perfection. We want to strive to be happy. We want to strive to experience joy and live our life to our fullest. At the same time, you have your goals and objectives and work hard at them, but know that you're a work in progress. I hope there's some things that I've shared today that you can put in practice in your life. I encourage you to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, so that way you get a reminder when the next show comes up. Check out my website, couragetobeseen.com. My contact information is there if you want to provide any suggestions or have any questions or things we could talk about in future shows. And until then, I hope you have a great day, and I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired to take action on at least one thing starting today. To learn more, check out couragetobeseen.com. There you'll find my blog and additional resources, including you can download a copy of 10 Ways to Live a More Courageous Life. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you tune in next time to learn additional ways to have the courage to be seen in your own life.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.